Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, everyone. So I'm glad everyone's here today. Everyone who's here is here. Okay, we're continuing in our series of Simchas Yontif. We have a couple more to go, and then we'll move on to other things. So the Mishnah says, "Halel v'hasimcha shmona." That on Sukkos, Halel is for 8 days. We say Halel all 8 days of Sukkos together with Shmini Atzeres. And Simcha also, Shalmei Simcha, also Shmona. Ketzem Mame Shechayev and the Halel of Simcha, who will cover Yontav Achron Shalchag, Kishar Kol Yimos Hachag. Okay, so there are two aspects that I want to discuss today in the Shiur. Maybe we'll start with the Chol HaMoed aspect. In other words, the simple pshat in this Mishnah is that there's a Chi of Simcha even of Chol HaMoed. Right? That the Chi of Simcha is not only the first day of the holiday, but it's Halav HaSimcha Shmona, all 8 days. So all 8 days means even Chol HaMoed. Yeah.
Where's the answer
to the Ketzad?
Just simple understanding. Where's the question?
It says Ketzad. In other words, how do you get Shmona? Sukkos is only 7 days. So Mulam Shechayav Adam Mahal V'Simcha Kol Yontav Achron Shalchag Kishar Kimos Achad. It's only 7 days. The answer is no. But Shmini Atzeres is also Chayav in Halal and Simcha. Okay. Now the question is like this. You know, the Gemara says that, and this is quoted in the Rambam as well, Hilchas Yontif, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin, page 4. Shivas Yimei HaPesach Ushmonis Yimei Chag Yimshai Yomim Tovim Kulam Asurim B'Hesped of Tainis V'Chayav Adam Yimei Hem Sameach V'Tov Leiv. But the 7 days of Pesach and the 8 days of Sukkos, meaning Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, V'Chayav Adam Yimei Hem Sameach V'Tov Leiv Hu Uvanov Yishto Uvenei Vanov V'Chol Hanil V'Malov Shanem V'Samach V'Chagecha. Aval Pisha Simcha Hamura Khan in Korban Shlomim, Kimoshanu Bavar Mehel Sangiga, Yesh Bachal also Simcha Lasmochu Van of Nesa Kolacha Karoila. As even though the mitzvah is Shalmei Simcha, it means to eat a Korban. But according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is, according to the Gemara, is to eat meat of a Korban every day for 8 days straight. And the Rambam Shita is also. You see, the Rambam Shita is that not only the Korban is Daraisa, but there's a mitzvah to make everyone happy. That's also Daraisa. And then, how do you make everyone happy? So in Yitches, it says, Ketzad. This is from the Gemara. Tanim nosalem klayos vagozim umigdonos. That, little kids, you give them like roasted nuts, roasted wheat and nuts and all types of delicacies. Vanoshim konim lohem begodim v'tachshitim noim kifi mamono. And the women, they like new, you know, nice clothing and you know, what you can afford. Vanoshim ochlum bosom v'shosim yayin. And men like to eat meat and drink wine. So in Simcha al-Bosom and Simcha al-Bayang. Right? So in addition, that's all in addition to the Korban Shlomim. To the Korban Shalmei Chagiga. Whereas you have to have the Korban, And then you also have the these other things as well. And the Ram and the Rambam sheet is the other things are daraisa. See, Tosis' sheet is that only the carbon is daraisa, only eating the meat of a carbon. So today that we don't have a carbon, we still fulfill simcha through, you know, eating and having other things that make happy, but that's only the Rabbanim. That we saw Tosis and Moikotin on Daf Yudal. But the Rambam holds that's the Raisa, even Bizman HaMikdash. So therefore, even though today we don't have the Shalmi Simcha, nonetheless, we still have a mitzvah daraisa of doing simcha through other venues, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Harav as well on page 7. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav Tov Kuf Chav Tes Vav. V'yesh b'chol ha'moed ma she'ein b'rosh Hashana v'hu shekol shiva simei ha'Pesach u'shmona simei ha'chag hem b'yantiv shal atzeres chayav adam yos sameach v'tov leiv hu v'ona v'yishto u'v'nei beso v'chol ha'nil v'malov v'simcha zo hi mitzis esei min ha'Torah she'memar v'samachta b'chagecha. So he writes b'feirish that b'chol ha'moed also you have the mitzvah of simcha. That's what we saw in the Rambam. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. That shivus yimei ha-Pesach u'shmonos yimei ha-Chag. And then in Zion, he says the same thing we saw before. Ketzim samcha b'ktanim nosem l'kloyos. The ktanim, you give them roasted wheat, you know, like those gozim and nuts, nashim konam b'gadim v'tachshitim, fima mono v'anashim b'sman shabeis v'anashim and men. So b'sman shabeis hamikdash hayakayam, when the meis hamikdash was in existence, hayu ochlim basa shlomim v'simcha. They would eat basa shlomim. V'achshav she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, ein yotzi v'deichov v'simcha el b'yayin. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we only fulfill it through wine. Shenem Avyayin Samach Leval Anosh. And even Basar, he says, you don't have to eat. Ava Basar Eichov Alechol Achshav Kevi She'en Olam Basar Shlomim. Still, he says, Mekom Mocha Mitzvah Yesh Machilas Basar Biyontav Kevi She'en Olam Simcha Hovi Efshal Anu So that's a very interesting thing, he writes, that you're supposed to have nicer clothing for Yontif than on Shabbos. And that's part of the mitzvah of Simcha. What? Well, Chol HaMoed is a question. In other words, Chol HaMoed also is supposed to wear nice, but in other words, there's a concept of Big Day Yontif. In other words, most people have their Shabbos suits, and the Shabbos suits are used for Yontif also. But he's supposed to say that, I think Rav Shechter has mentioned this, or knows this, that you should have a separate Big Day Yontif, which are in addition to Big Day Shabbos. That not everyone is makpid on that, but that's right. So and that's part of the mitzvah of Simcha. Big Day Yontif Tzrichim Lios Yosef Tovim Mi Big Day Shabbos. So he says, so today that we don't have Sar Karbanos, you have to drink wine. So he says, and there's no chiv of even meat, it's a mitzvah, but it's not a chiv. The only thing you should have is yain. Yeah.
I'm just curious because other times when we have korbanos in the basic yiddish, we represent them with like davening or something, like shop or something like that. So how come for this korban we don't say what's it represents or I know whichever, or we don't make up a davening that it represents? Why do you say in order to do that korban we have some other means?
What do you mean? What you like, for example? Yeah, in other words, because the answer is that the Shalmei Simcha, we discussed this earlier, that wasn't a chiyuv to bring the korban. In other words, if you had meat from some other korban, the mitzvah was to eat the meat. You didn't have to bring the korban. Say your friend had a korban because he was Mechal Shabbos Meshogeg. So he brought a korban chata, so you could eat from his korban. You can have. Right. Well, in other words, it's not. We said Rav Shach. Remember that we discussed that Rav Shach had a chiddush that one time during the holiday you actually have to bring a special korban l'shem simcha. But everyone else said no. There's no such thing. They just have to. The Chazanish said not everyone. I mean, the Chazanish. I should say everyone else. There are a lot of others that said like Rav Shach, the Slach and the Mebarach, the Baruch Tumer Frankel. But the Chazanish. I shouldn't say everybody else. I mean the Chazanish. Says that there's no mitzvah, it's just a mitzvah achila. But today we don't have that. So today we have, so the he writes, and that's what the Gemara says in Pesachim, that today we don't have Moser Karban, so we drink wine in lieu of that. Oh. So there's a, and that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes here on page 9. He says, "Mala gedola he lishtos yain b'chol yom mimei chol amoed." It's a big mila to drink every day during chol amoed wine. Today the kaimbo mitzvah simchas yantif. Osha amru chazal ain't simcha el b'yain. Then he says, "Mitzah novim grape juice ain't lo din yain linyan zeh." But he says the grape juice doesn't count because that's not simcha. If you enjoy it, if I like, I don't know, some other food, if I like, so it's a mitzvah. But there's no, but the inyan to have dafki yayin, you're not mekayim with grape juice. Only, one second, only with yayin mamish. There's an inyan to have anything you enjoy. Just like there's an inyan to give your kids, candy or nuts or whatever that they'll make them happy. So there's an inyan for you to have things that you enjoy. But then there's a special inyan, dafka, to have yayin. So that inyan of having yayin, you don't get with grape juice for this mitzvah of simcha. Yeah. Yeah, but that's part of the mitzvah of simcha. Right. So part of the idea of simcha, when you wear a special suit, you feel good. Right? A special spitz kapata, that you have for yantif, you feel good, right? So that's part of the mitzvah of simcha. Oh. Now we'll see. I don't recommend. Now, obviously, if a person's driving, he shouldn't have any wine. Shouldn't think that. There's a chiv wine. So even though you're going to drive, no, if you have a drive, you don't have wine. That you should make sure. That's the chas v'shalom. That could be the worst thing in the world. But there's a very interesting Rashi in Erevin that I want to show you. This is the Kasha of Rav Chaim Kanievsky to Rav Elyashiv. So let's see what the Kasha is and what the Teretz is. Where is it? Erev and Daf Mem. What page? Page 8. So we just read in Koheles. Ten chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. It says, Mesir, ten chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. Rabbi Elazar Omer, shiva elu shivi, mei breishish. Shmona elu chesi mei mila. So one pshat, ten chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona, is shiva is the 7 days of the week, and shmona is the 8 days of mila. Rabbi Shua Omer, shiva elu shivi mei pesach. Shmona elu shmoni mei sachag. Omer v'gam l'rabos atzeres. So the question is, what is this to be marber? L'rabos atzeres v'yoshon v'yom kiv. My love l'zman. Is it to tell me that you make shechiyanu even on shmini atzeres? The Rebbe says no, lo l'bracha. That you make the bracha mekadosh Yisrael v'azman. So the Gemara says, "Chananim stabri." These are the zman. Zman called shiva meika. Is it because we don't say shachianu all 7 days, but mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim we do, right? Where do we say mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim? What? All 7 days, that's only in Musaf, right? So the Gemara says, Halokasha, the Ilo Mevarach Ha'idna, Mevarach L'mocha L'yom U'uchra. Because the Gemara says, no, maybe it's referring to Shachiyanu. And the Pshat is that you can say Shachiyanu all 8 days, meaning if you didn't say Shachiyanu the first day, you could say it the second day. If you didn't say, in other words, so that's what it means called shiva. Not that you repeat Shachianu every single day, but it means that if you missed it the first day, you can say it the second day, etc.
Both are based
up
on both
of the Right. So the Gemara says, Mikol Mokum Be'inan Kos. So, but don't you need a Kos? So what's the Gemara's kasha? We call Malcolm being a kos. So Rashi says we call Malcolm being a kos. Being the leil mahadel look me hachanam mistab. In this afternoon zman zman kol shuvah bika. The Gemara the Omer hidda Omer lemachol yom uchra hanam midleisa that kos yain boy lomer habrocha lov. In other words, the Gemara says, don't you need a kos when you say shechianu? And then the Gemara is going to say, no, maybe not. So what's the problem? He says, "Ustomed the inchi yom akame islu kos, avosha yom me lekuli amaleslu." He says most people only have a kos yayin for the first day of the holiday, and they don't have for the rest. So if you're saying that shachianu means that you can say shachianu throughout the whole holiday, if you didn't say it the first day, you can say it the second day, the third day, etc. But shachianu requires a kos, and Rashi adds. And most people don't have any yayin left. It's not like today, you go to the store, you can buy more yayin. There was limited, so they had for the first day of the holiday, but then they ran out. They didn't have the rest. So then the Gemara says, so maybe you see from here that Shechianu doesn't need kos, but in the Havamina, that the Gemara thought Shechianu needs a kos. That's the next line. That's the next line. Right, but the Gemara didn't know that at that point. You're smarter. You know the next line of the Gemara. You're smarter than this line. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says, no, maybe Zman needs a coast. And the case is, you happen to have a kos. But it's interesting that Rashi says that most people don't have a kos after the first day. And that's why it's a kasha. How could you say shachianu if you hold a shachianu needs kos? maybe by halacha we pass in shachira does need kos, but that's the Gemara's kash.
It could be that even at that point, is the mind of the Gemara. Really, Shachirim does need a kos, but we can see why people don't have one. So, okay, what do you need to do?
Right. So, but he's saying that it's not mistaber. That's in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara was asking. How could you say that it means Tein chelik l'shiva kam l'shmona, that you could say Shachianu 1 second, all 7 days or all 8 days? So, but if you, that means if you didn't, not to say seven times Shachianu, but if you didn't say it the first day, you can still say it the second day, the third day. So the Gemara says, but don't you need a kos? And Rashi adds in, and most people don't have a kos after the first day. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked the question. 1 second, let me ask the question first. Then you can. Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked the question. Let me ask. Reb Chaim asked, but if you say that Bezman Hazeh you have to have wine all 7 days, like we just said before, so then what do you mean most people don't have a kos? Of course they're going to have a kos, because they need to have a kos to have, just like we said before, you have to drink wine all 7 days of the holiday to make the mitzvah of Simcha. So what does it mean that people don't have a kos? They should have a kos, because most people are going to want to do the mitzvah.
The fact that the Gemara told us to have a kos for Shabbat doesn't mean you don't necessarily have
one. Right, but it's mistabra.
On Shabbat doesn't mean you don't have one.
Right, but mistabra, if it's a chova, people will make sure they have it.
For Rashi, you don't see that people are not making sure they have it. It just means Rashi at the time, they didn't have it.
So Rashi, a winemaker.
Rashi was a winemaker. No, I hear what you're saying, but but it's also mistaken to say that if there's a real chova. Yeah, most people don't have esrogs also. But since it's a chova, you make sure to get your esrog. Yeah, what are you saying?
Where's it saying for if you want you need to drink, you should drink wine. First of all, we said it was a chova.
I can't hear you.
First of all, it's saying it's a question that you did not have to even drink wine, but like Ramon says. So therefore, they might not have they might have one of the consequences. A second one is even if we say you need wine, it's supposed to need rebates.
Okay, you're true. What he's saying, Rav Talik is saying, is who says you need a revius for Simcha. Man, coast. Tropicana? No. I haven't enjoyed Tropicana, to tell you the truth. Whenever the Gemara says it being a kos in Shas, it means cozy height. Believe me, trust me. Yeah. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked Rav Yashiv the following kasha: if the attack is a chiv to drink, the Gemara says a psachim that bismana, that there's no korban shlomim. So bismana mikdash there was a korban shlomim, so you had to eat. You had to eat the meat of a korban every single day. Bezman hazeh that there's none, so then we drink wine every day. We're supposed to drink wine every day, but here Rashi says that people didn't have wine, so it's mistabre that there is no chiyuv. Because there'd be a chiyuv, then people would make sure to have it. So Rashi is saying pshat in the Gemara that kos called shiva meika. That was his question to Rav, to his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv. Have you heard the question?
Yes.
Rav Gordon? Okay, say it.
Can we see it inside?
Yeah, of course. What do you think I have a packet for? Okay, let's see it inside. Let's see it inside. He's right, we should see it inside. Page 11. The third column, it says Shamati. You see where it says the big Vishamati? Vishamati b'shem Mori v'cham mishlita sheishkiv lishtos reviz yayim b'chol mo b'chol yom v'kashali d'be'erin me'ma mitbeiz b'vur d'b'nechol mo'in ein l'rov anoshim yayin k'mo shekosav rashi sham t'ibar maskel b'chol mokom k'em b'sukkah b'shekosav rashi sham t'only leida im b'emes horakein Mori v'cham mishlita. That is Reb Chaim saying to his father-in-law, Reb Eliashiv, you know, unfortunately, his daughter was Nifteris, this Sukkis, Reb Chaim's wife. Yeah, I don't know if they even told him. What? Yeah. I don't know, whatever the case may be, so he wrote a letter to Rav Eliashiv saying, in other words, he heard that he paskins that you need a reviv yayin every day of Chol Moed. So if that be the case, the Rashi says in Erevin on Mem Amud Beis that most people don't have yayin throughout the duration. So it's mashma, and the point being, it's not mistaber they shouldn't have if there's a real chiyuv. So he wants to confirm, is it really true that that's how you paskin? That was the letter. That was his letter. Reb Chaim doesn't write long letters. He's to the point, you know. So you want to hear Rav Eliashiv's response, or you want to think about it for a couple more minutes before we see Rav Eliashiv's response? What? Think. Let's take 2 minutes to think. It's always good to think. I always say, you know, this generation, people stop thinking. You know, they just take, people take notes, they just listen to, and it's important to think. I think that's a big chisaron that exists in this generation. They closed off their minds. Well, yeah, he wants to know if it's true or not. Right. Yes, Sam? Oh, so you're saying like what Baruch Rosenbaum is saying. You're saying like this. Then in a chanami, there is the mitzvah, but there were times in history that people were poor, so they couldn't do the mitzvah. Right, they couldn't do it. Today, then with Baruch Hashem, wine is available, and we're a more affluent society, and we can get the wine, so in a chanami. Rashi's talking about the Mitzias where they didn't have. Doesn't mean that in a chanami they didn't have, so therefore it's... So they weren't in the chanami, so they lost that. There's a lot of times there's a chiyuv, but you can only do it if you can do it. Like there were times, you know, they say Rav Moshe Feinstein used the same esrog for like 3 years in a row. You know, he was able to preserve because he couldn't get esrog, so he had to use the same one for 3 years in a row. Isn't that unbelievable? So he preserved it, so it'll still be kosher for like 3 years in a row. So maybe in a chanami. That's what Baruch Rosenbaum is saying, that's what Sam Scherz is saying. That Rashi's not saying, there's no stira from the Rashi. He's just telling you the reality. In the chanami, they were supposed to have it, but they didn't. So they didn't. Harav Schwartz?
Similar to that answer, but maybe also if they could have got it, but it was really expensive, or really hard to get, and then now it
it'll detract from the whole point of drinking wine. Meaning, they're drinking this really expensive wine. You're supposed to be simple when you're drinking it, but then they're like, oh, I spent half my, it took me a week to get it. I'm not so happy drinking this wine. Then there's no hope anymore.
I mean, if it's too expensive,
then
you don't really enjoy it because right. You had to spend. Yeah, okay. Interesting. So that's okay. You all said good things. Now let's see what Rav Elyashiv says. Ready? Rav Elyashiv is going to give the teretz. Hagemara besukim memzayin shekshem sheshivas yimei achag. So that in came as much as Mikdash Krem Kaskinen. So Rav Elyashiv says, Pashat, mamish to the point. He says that Gemara is talking about when there's a base of Mikdash Kayim. Because if you look, that Gemara is part of the Gemara Sukkah that says that just like the 7 days of Sukkahs require a korban, a shira, a bracha, a lina, so too shmini atzeres. So it says korban. So obviously it's bezmana beis hamikdash. Bezmana beis hamikdash, there was no chiyuv to have wine because when there's beis hamikdash, then you have the besar korban. It's only bezmana zeh. That Gemara is talking about bezmana mikdash. So you know chanami bezmana mikdash, you didn't need to have all wine for all 7 days. So that's why people didn't have it. Wow. אם כן בזמן שבית המקדש קיים כסכין, ואז עיקר השמחה היא בחיל בוס השלומים, ועל זה קומר השעס כל שכל יום המעיקה. אבל אחרי שחרב בית המקדש, שאין שמחה אל ביין, בוודאי כל יהודי השומר תורה מצווס, ידאג שיהיה יין כל ימוס החג, וקיים המצווס שלו ושמחת. גם הגמר ועירים קיים מה שאומר בכל הלס, תן חיל גושי וגם לשמוע, דקוי על זמן שבית המקדש קיים. Shlomo HaMelech. Right? It's sharp, no? Rav Elyashiv. Rav Elyashiv is good. What? Well, the Gemara Sukkah is saying, Shem Sheshivas Yimeachag Tu'unim Karban Shira Bracha Valina. So that's obviously Bismana Bismu. Is Darshani the Pasuk in Koheles? Koheles is Bismana Bismu Mikdash.
But Gemara is using that for Kul Shatiyana Bismana Seh. Or Rosh Hashanah.
It's just trying to prove Shatiyana, so. But Tain Kelik Lashiva Gam Lashmon is a Pasuk in Koheles. And like Baruch Rosenbaum is saying, the Pasuk in Koheles is Bismana. Beis HaMikdash, Bisman Shlomo HaMelech, who built the Beis HaMikdash. So Bisman Beis HaMikdash, you have the Mitzvah Simcha is with carbon shlomim, not with yain. Okay. Now the Shem Yishmuel, this Tam Chacham Rabbi Chaim Kalman Goodman of Satmar showed me, pointed out to me the Shem Yishmuel has discusses this. You see, most of the things in Shem Yishmuel are more Drush Agoda, but he has some halachic comments which he ties into certain things that are more Drushy and things like that. But on page 13 rather. So he says like this. You see what he says? Minyan Sudas Purim. So this section is about Purim. He says Minyan Sudas Purim. Zeish Bonin Shalom Atzinu mitzvah suda b'yom chol el b'purim uv'erev yom kippur. He says, usually we don't find a mitzvah to have a suda during a weekday. Usually in halacha, the mitzvahs to have a suda are usually Shabbos, Yantif, not weekdays. He says the two exceptions are Purim and Erev Yom Kippur. Those are the two exceptions. Now, you know, Sudas Mafsekis, first of all, it's a machlokis whether the Zachiv to have the Rav Shnerbach has with the Zachiv, but those are like, obviously, those are not. Here we're talking about a Suda with meat and wine. Those you can't have meat and wine are those, the Suda Mafsekis. Instead, the Suda means a Suda with all the trimmings. That you can't have with the Erev Tisha B'Av. So the two times that we have a Suda during the week is Purim and Erev Yom Kippur. And he fakert, he wants to prove from the Rashi in Erevin that there is no Chiev, not like Rav Yashiv said, that there is no Chiev to have what? To have wine during Chol HaMoed. He says, who's that? The Avnei Nezer was the Shem Yishmael's father. He gave the Divrei Hashas, and the Chol HaMoed, Koshel Chol Yom Mi'ika. But so his father asked the kasha, the same kasha like Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asking. The Tirits, they bizarre kodesh. So it's going to be a little bit Kabbalistic here or whatever, but you see over here that the Avnei Nezer, that's the way he was. He knew Shas and Zohar and everything, so when he was paskening, he took everything into account. So he says, the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Yetzirah is Gadol al Yidei Hayayin. In other words, if you drink wine, that's going to incite your Yetzirah. So why in the world would the Torah ever tell us to drink wine? Because that would just get us to sin. So he says, Imkei Yesh Lovin, Eich Simchas Yontif Hi B'Yayin. How could Simchas Yontif be B'Yayin if the Zohar says the Yetzirah is Gadol al Yidei Hayayin? Batam the Shabbos, so he says the Shabbos Yontif Yesh Aliyas Olamos Kama Yayin Yesh Lo Aliyah. In other words, on Shabbos and Yontif, everything is raised up spiritually. So even the physical things that we have won't make us Magushim, won't make us Gashmi. The spirit, even the physical things are lifted up. So when we have wine on Shabbos and Yontif, that's not going to incite our Yetzirah, because it's protected by the Kedusha Shabbos and Yontif. Beinu Megashem v'lo Mosif Yetzirah. Kol zeh b'Shabbos Yontif, but Chol HaMoed, de'im b'Aliyas Olamos, shura ein ha'yayin mevi Simchas Yontif. So therefore he says you can't have yayin on Chol HaMoed, because it's going to mess you up. It's going to be Megara the Yetzirah. And Memela, therefore, Dafki, you shouldn't have wine. Okay, and Omru, B'chol HaMoed, and that's Pshat in the Gemara. That calls Shiv Gemiki in Achanami. Because you shouldn't have. Adkan, Tochen Dvarv, Divi Pri Chacham Chain. That's a good Rosh HaTevis to know. V'dal Pei Ches Ches. V'divrei Pi Chacham Chain. We'll see, or Pesach. We'll see. Rav Shechter has a distinction between Pesach and Sukkot. Most seem not to have such a distinction.
You
can
only say Hallel
one time, Pesach. By Hallel, but by Simcha.
They go together. Well, they go together.
Yeah, but look, but what does the Rambam say that we just read? What did the Rambam say? Shivas Yimei HaPesach Ushmonas Yimei Hayovim B'Simcha. Why are these two an exception? In other words, so he says in Ochanami that you shouldn't have wine during Chol HaMoed because it's not going to cause Simcha, because it's going to it's going to be Megara the Yetzer Hara. The only two exceptions are what? Purim and Erev Yom Kippur. And those are on weekdays. Suz Chol Ninu, Ich Tiknu Behem Achil Ushtia. So Erev Yom Kippur Yishlom and Yom Kippur Garam. In other words, in Erev Yom Kippur, the pshat is that really, like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's really a suit of Yom Kippur. So you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So the Kedusha of Yom Kippur protects us, that it's not going to mess us up. But Purim is a weekday. Purim, you're allowed to drive a car. Purim, you can do malacha. Ava Purim, the malacha lo kiyambilu alayu, hulagamri yom chol, lama tiklu bochilu shtiya yiseira. So basically, he says, a teretz. He neg v'kisvei Arizal l'shnei ha'osios achronos hamon. Mem nun morim al shnei kavurus harishon on the menatzbach. Okay, this is a little kabbalistic, so we'll skip a little bit. That Purim is it defeated Haman. And Haman was hung on the 16th of Nisan. But there's a connection between Haman and Mon. The Mon and Haman. The pasuk says, Vayishbos Haman b'machras ha-Pesach. That also was the day that they stopped getting the Mon, was the day that Haman was hung. So there's some connection. Zeh ha-Pnim v'zeh mitzad ha-Charayim. And somehow the defeat of Haman gave the din Mon to the Hal to Purim. The weed on Purim is the status of Mon. And Mon, the Gemara says, was Lechem Abirim Achal Ish. In other words, that was the Lechem of the Malachi Hasharis. And that, in other words, there was no excrement from the Mon, the Gemara says. There was no psolus. So Mamela, the Mon, in other words, the Sudas Purim has the status of the Mon. And Mamela, it has also the special quality that the Mon didn't make a person Megushim. So Mamela, the Sudas Erev Yom Kippur and the Sudas Purim are excluded to have you become Megushim. So therefore, if you drink wine on Purim, it's not going to make you Megushim. Again, but don't drive. Don't drive, please. And somehow those 2 days are protected. But even Chol HaMoed is not protected. But you see from here that the Avni Nezer says that there's no Indian of any of Fakert. He's against drinking wine on Chol HaMoed. Okay, the standard is that people. The standard is that, you know, that there might be a mitzvah. The only thing is, I discussed with Rav Abadi, if you really don't enjoy it, you know, and I discussed with Rav Abadi, he pointed out that maybe it's not a chiyuv of a mitzvah, if you don't, like if the wine's going to just knock you out and you're not going to enjoy it, so, then as Rav Abadi points out, the mitzvah is simcha, so you have to really enjoy, you know, what you're eating or drinking, and well, I mean, it's the question of, well, he, in other words, the pasuk says, like you said, the Mishnah says, kol shmona, it means all 8 days. So El Eid is means even Chol HaMoed. That there should be a Chiv. So that's what Rav Yashiv and Rav Moshe Paskin, there's a mitzvah, a Chiv, whatever you want to call it, to have wine every day. That was a separate shiur we had before Yantif. But that was the question whether you could have chicken or not meat if you enjoy. Some people say dafka meat, and we said Rabbi pointed out that it's subjective, that if you really enjoy chicken or something like that, you know, and it's a chash of a meal, so then you could especially, you know, like my wife says, on a 3-day yontif, so it's not always easy to have a meat meal every meal for, you know, 3-day yontifs are, 3-day yontif is a challenge, you know. The Torah never had such a concept of a 3-day yontif, for a good reason. We're waiting for the Beis HaMikdash, we're waiting for once the Beis HaMikdash will be built, we won't have any 3-day yontifs anymore. Even Rosh Hashanah. This year in Eretz Yisrael they had a 3-day yontif for Rosh Hashanah. They don't know what a 3-day yontif is in Eretz Yisrael. We Chutz La'aretz, we know what a 3-day yontif is. In Eretz Yisrael they don't know what a 3-day yontif is. They hardly know what a 2-day yontif is. So for Rosh Hashanah this year they had a 3-day yontif. Where in Eretz Yisrael? So like Rav Abadi said, in the end it's subjective. So that's another factor that Rav Abadi throws into this whole discussion. But let's talk about a person who really enjoys it. So the pastor says there is, and this Avnei Nezer is an interesting thing where he discusses so in other words, his answer to that Rashi in Erevin, it says Gufa, that's the point, there is no Indian of having. So Bezman Hazeh, the Avnei Nezer says, what the Gemara says, that we don't have Korban Shlomim, so we eat, we drink wine, so that will only be on Shabbos and Yantif, but not all 8 days. And the Gemara of 8 days, that says it's 8 days, that's referring to when there was a Korban. So then you had the meat of the Korban all 8 days. Chol HaMoed special. So if you hold like the women will wear nice jewelry, the kids will eat the nuts, and the men will be happy because the wives and the kids are happy. Oh. What?
Happy wife, happy
life. That's right. Happy wife, happy life. Right.
What about Challah?
Challah, we'll say Challah.
But he says the same size on
different times. No, Bisman HaMikdash. Right, so that Mishnah is talking about Bisman HaMikdash. Bisman HaZeh. So the Challah will still be all 8 days. But who says the Yayin is all 8 days? That Mishnah is talking about Bisman HaMikdash. So the way the Avnei Nezer learns is that Bisman HaMikdash, you do whatever you can in terms of the Yayin. But it never says anywhere that Yayin has to be all 8 days. In other words, only says that in the Gemara Pesachim and the Kuftes, whatever, that Bisman HaZeh, we don't have Korban, Messiah Korbanus, so we have, we drink wine. It doesn't say, so Pasha Pshat, if Besar Karbonis were 8 days, and this is called Besar Karbonis, so you have to drink wine all 8 days. And that's what Rav Moshe and Rav Eliashiv are saying. But the Avnei Nezer was saying, no, that they can't mitzvah you to drink wine during Chol HaMoed, because that's going to cause, Megara the Yetzirah. So on Shabbos and Yontif, we're protected. But on Chol HaMoed, not. And even on Purim and on Erev Yom Kippur, we're protected. Shame Shmuel. Oh. Okay, now there's another Gemara that we're not going to have, we're going to have to continue this packet next week. We're not going to finish, but I want to show you Gemara Erech and one last point. And next time we'll do about the first night, because okay. There's a famous Gemara in Erchin. You have to know this Gemara. Page 18. Last two lines. Page 18. I put the bracket high, but let's do the last two lines. Maishna b'chag damina kol yoma. How come we say halal sukkahs all 8 days? Maishna b'pesach de lo amrina. And how come by Pesach we don't say it? Because Pesach, halal sholem, you only say what? The first day of Pesach. And chutz l'aretz, the first 2 days. But on sukkahs, we say halal sholem the whole time. See the last two lines, page 18. Now go to page 19. So the answer, what's the answer? So the Gemara says, so he says, Chag, the Chag halukim b'kobin aseim, the Pesach ain't halukim b'kobin aseim. So he says, the difference is that sukkahs, every day, was a different amount of korbanos, right? By the Musaf, right? Right? In other words, the Musaf decreased every day, the Parei Chag. Every day there was one less par, right? That's why on Sukkot, in the Musaf, you always have to see which day you're saying the right for the right day. A Pesach, Kol HaMoed Pesach, is all the Hikraftim, the whole holiday, because the Karbonos Musaf were all the same. And Pesach, they were all the same. In Sukkot, every day was the diminished the amount of Purim. So every day of Sukkot was a different amount of Purim. So the way is explained, Shecht explains others that since Sukkot has a different amount of Korbanos every day in the Musaf of the Purim. Like Rav Shecht explained, we view every day as a separate entity, a separate holiday. Whereas Pesach, we view it as one entity. So therefore, when it comes to Hallel, we say Hallel Sholem on Sukkot every day, because every day is considered a separate entity. And by Sukkot and Pesach, it's considered one entity. And so that's why Hallel Sholem, all 7 days, 8 days, Sukkot and Pesach only Hal Shalom the first day, because it's one entity. So if you said on the first day or the first 2 days of Chutz L'Aretz, that exempts you from the whole time. Well, so I quoted here in an article I once wrote in the Beis Yitzchak. Rav Shechter wanted to say a Chiddush. Yeah, page 21. So page, page 22. The Shamati, the last paragraph in the article that I wrote. Then I wrote another article, but this article, Shamati, page 22 on the right side, last paragraph. Shechter. Shavapasha, Shechir, Lishtos, Yayin, Bechol, Yom, Shalomoed, Rak din b'sukkos. He thought there was only a din in sukkos. Came into chalukah b'karbonoseha. But she ain't came b'pesach, it ain't a chalukah. In other words, he says, just like halal, we only say halal shalem, Pesach the first day, so the Indian of drinking wine is only the first day or first 2 days of Pesach. And sukkos, we say halal, so each day is a separate unit, so there's a chiyuv to drink wine every day. He wants to say that those that don't maybe hold that the chiyuv in Pesach is rak midrabanim. But the chiyuv of Pesach, in other words, maybe in Echanami, the drinking of wine on Pesach, those that want to say that you should drink even on Chol HaMoed Pesach, maybe that's only midrabanim. But Lamai says, some point out, that the Rambam, okay, in Echanami, the Rambam's talking about Bizman HaMikdash, but the Rambam, you know, says clearly, at least there's not a mikdash, that there's a mitzvah of simcha all 7 days of Pesach as well, right? That was the Rambam that we started with on page 4. That the Rambam writes, Shiva simeh Pesach, v'shmona simeh chag, kulam v'chayiv adu v'yash mehem sameach. Yes, so that seems to say that there is no distinction. Even you want to say that, no, okay, that's Bizman HaBayis, this is not Bizman HaBayis, but I don't know. But the Pashtus, many say that there shouldn't be a distinction. Yes. So that's... okay, so that's this... So, if you're driving, you shouldn't. If you enjoy wine and you want to have it, and you're not driving for the next 10 hours, so then. well, you know, then you can. What?
What about my HR?
Yeah, well, you, I would say, you know, you're mala. You're mala. Unless you want to. Choshish for the Avnei Nezer, right? So, but not everyone enjoys to have so much wine. You understand? If you can adjust. Yeah, so that's what my good friend Jonas Antelaki wanted to suggest, that maybe there's not a chiv even a revius. Maybe it's just to drink a little bit. I mean, most people, you drink a little bit, you're ready. It already has an effect. Okay, it was. The second part is a new topic, so I don't want to start it now, but I'm glad we were able to have this part. Okay, Ezra Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with Chazara, so please, and then we'll finish eventually the Chazara, then we'll just have a day or two of the Bechinas, and we'll go on, and then, okay, everything's good. Baruch Hashem. Gershon?